All right, it's Card D Sharks time. We are playing for $50 at any of the Jester Concepts restaurants. So let's go. 651-461-9226. I need two contestants. I was at Burrow last night, and I was at Butcher and the Boar, their new patio. And Jester is doing huge stuff. They just opened a restaurant called Mirabelle and Excelsior, and I was trying to get a reservation, and I couldn't.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough reservation. That is a tough one. Brand new. So I'm going in a couple weeks. But they're doing great stuff. So Parlor, you're a Parlor fan,
oh,
right?
Yeah,
the Parlor
for sure, burger. Yeah, can't go wrong.
So you can use that at all of their restaurants. And sort of their hidden secret restaurant that I think is really beautiful is Starling in Edina, where it's lush, like tropical plants everywhere. And so that's another one of their restaurants. So Dan is hooking us up. I think our contestants are lined up. Everybody wants a gift card today. Why not? Why not? And we have a Card D Sharks poem ripped from the headlines. As always, Kristen, the poet laureate of Drive Time's Card D Sharks, has come through big time. Dan's got the contestants. Let's go. Let's play Card D Sharks. The trade deadline has passed. What did the Twins get? A double-A pitcher and decrease in debt. This game you'll owe nothing. There's no money in play. A gift card you could win if the victor today on Card D-Sharks. All right, Mark Fry helping us out today. We are streaming this live on Facebook and on YouTube, so you can watch the game if you'd like. Chris is in Waconia. Chris, thanks for calling. Welcome to Card D Sharks.
Thanks.
How are things in Waconia today?
They're good. I'm just pulling in there from work. So.
Oh, nice.
We'll see.
Traffic was okay?
394 is a bear, but yeah.
What is your favorite hangout in Waconia? I've done a bike ride. Have you ever ridden your bike out to Waconia, Mark?
I've not, but I've heard it's a good
It's a
good
great
place.
Ride. Great ride. Where do you like to hang out in Waconia, Chris?
Probably either around the lake or at Lola's.
Lola's is awesome. Yeah, Waconia is a great town. Very good. Well, stand by, Chris. Patty is your competition in Minneapolis. Patty, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm outstanding. It's Friday. I wish it wasn't so smoky, you know, but it's otherwise life is good. Where are
you? Yeah.
Yeah. Has the smoke been kind of changing your summer at all?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Then I got COVID, too, so it hasn't been the best summer.
No. Well, maybe we can turn it around with the Card D Sharks win for you. $50 at any of the Jester Concepts restaurants. You know, I've taken sort of the Trumpian view of COVID that if you don't test, you don't know. And so there's an option, too. It's a kind way to take care of
others. That's very true. I mean, that's a good way.
If you don't test, you never know, Patty. That's what, you know.
Unless you feel like crap.
Unless you feel like crap, and then you do sort of know, don't you? All right, here's how we play. We have a survey of 100 people. I will direct the first question to Chris. Chris will give a number between 0 and 100, and then Patty will say higher or lower, and then we go to the board. We've dealt out the cards, and so here we go. The first question is to you, Chris. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We asked 100 married women, have you ever pretended to be asleep to avoid intimacy with your husband? How many women said, oh, yeah, I have pretended to be asleep because I wasn't quite in the mood or quite up for it? Chris, are you married?
I am.
And I'm sure your wife would never do such a thing to you, right?
No way.
It's either incredible confidence or total delusion.
I was going to say that was.
I like it though. I like it. Mark, your wife would never do anything
I don't
like this,
so.
Right? My wife, for sure, has pretended to be asleep to avoid intimacy with me, just to be clear.
I was going
to
say.
This is not some.
I love the clarification.
Right.
With you.
Yeah, just to be clear. What do you think? how many between 0 and 100, Chris, how many women will say, yep, I've pretended to be asleep?
I'd say 64.
64, says Chris. Patty, are you married?
I'm not married. I'm divorced.
You're divorced. Did you ever pull this when you were married?
Yes.
And did that lead to the divorce?
No.
And you never know. You never know. I feel like it's an acceptable move to protect. But you got to consider the male ego. Like, wouldn't you rather that your partner is pretending to be asleep versus, like, she just telling you straight up, like, not happening tonight, cowboy, you know? I'd rather have the pretend.
Right.
Yeah. What do you think, Patty?
What do you think, Patty?
Yeah. Chris says 64. Patty, do you think it's higher or lower?
I'm going to go higher.
All right, Patty goes higher. The actual number of women who say they've pretended to be asleep to avoid intimacy with their husband is 63.
Wow.
What a guess. Excellent guess by Chris, but just one off, a little bit lower. So, Chris, you get control of the cards. Do you want the red cards or the blue cards?
I'll take the blue cards.
All right, Chris takes the blue. And so Mark's going to flip over your opening card, and your first card becomes a queen. A nice start for you, Chris. You've got a queen. You want to go higher or lower than the queen?
I will go lower.
All right, lower than a queen. Mark gives you a five. It is lower than a queen. And now you have a decision to make. You could freeze, and that blocks out Patty of getting a turn if you're wrong, and it preserves your card. Or you could go for it on a five, higher or lower. What do you say, Chris?
I'll go higher.
All right, Chris going for it, higher than a five. It is higher. It is a nine. And Chris, you're cooking, just two cards to turn over. But again, that nine, one of those up the middle cards. So you're faced with a decision here. Do you want to freeze on the nine or do you want to go for it? Chris, what do you say?
I will go lower.
Oh, Chris going for it. Lower than a nine. Oh, no, it's a 10. It's a little higher. And that means, Patty, you get a free shot at the cards. Your cards are the red. Mark nailing it. But let's flip over Patty's red card here. And, Patty, you start with a deuce. A two is where you begin. Higher or lower than a two?
I'll go higher.
Of course, higher than a two. It is a 10. It is higher. And Patty, 10s can be a little tricky. It's up to you. You want to go higher, lower, or freeze on the 10?
I think I'll freeze.
All right, Patty freezes, and we're going to freeze as well. We'll take a break. When we come back, more with Chris, more with Patty. Card D-Sharks for $50. Thanks to our friends at Jester Concepts here on Drive Time. All right, Card D-Sharks, in effect, we're streaming on YouTube on the WCCO radio channel. Mark Fry doing the Laura Oakes gig today. Dan running the sound effect. And we got two great contestants here, Chris in Waconia and Patty in Minneapolis. And Patty, the next question goes to you. We asked 100 men, would you be embarrassed to buy a pack of diapers at the store? 100 men, would you be embarrassed to buy a pack of diapers? Now, there are things at the store, Mark, that maybe I would be a little embarrassed to buy, you know? But
such as?
Well, you know, the...
We're waiting for you.
The feminine product? The feminine product?
No,
products,
I'm
maybe?
Saying Jason.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh.
I don't know, diapers though, Mark, you're a new dad. You've been buying diapers,
it's
right?
It's a badge of honor. The other people are like, "Wow, look at that dad. He's
Can I just inquire, did they specify baby diapers?
Well, the question just says diapers.
Because, you know,
you'd be embarrassed to buy adult
I
diapers.
I could see where that would be a little bit, you know, intimidating to buy an adult diaper.
What do you think, Patty? You've heard the nonsense from our crew. How many how many men do you think would be embarrassed to buy a pack of diapers?
I'm going to say like 22%.
22, says Patty. Chris, would you be embarrassed to buy a pack of diapers?
No, I have a 3 and a 6 and a 1-year-old, so
This is part of your life. I remember those days. I will tell you, my family budget is happy. Well, I don't know. You just end up spending money on different stuff for your kids. The bills don't necessarily go down as the kids get out of diapers. But anyway, what do you think? Higher or lower than 22?
Higher.
All right. Chris says higher. The actual number of men who said they'd be embarrassed to buy a pack of diapers. And I should say people in the YouTube chat room are guessing along. Patty said 22. The answer is 22. You got it right on the button.
Wow.
Both of these guesses have been so good today. You guys are doing great. So, Patty, you get control of the red cards. Mark is got the cards ready for you. Now, you're out of 10. You can change the 10 because you got the question right, or you can roll with the 10 and go higher or lower. What do you want to do?
I'm going to change the 10.
All right, let's change the 10, and Mark will replace it. The 10 becomes a 2. Wow. All right. That's a great change for you. Higher or lower than the 2?
I'll go higher.
All right, higher than a 2. It is a king. It is higher. Now you're cooking. 2 cards separate you from that $50 gift card. You're on the king. Higher or lower or freeze on the king?
Lower.
Lower than a king. It is a 3.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Chris, I'm nervous for you. 1 card away, okay. Patty. You're on that 3. Higher or lower than a 3?
I got to go higher.
Higher than a 3. It's a queen, hey! And we have a winner. Patty, we said we were going to turn things around for you, and you did it. You won $50 at Jester Concepts. You're a Minneapolis resident, so you probably know Butcher and the Boar and Parlor and Burrow and all those great restaurants. So congratulations.
Oh, yeah. I'm in Northeast, so, yeah, I get a lot. Yep, I know all of them. So.
Excellent.
Great.
Well, you can
awesome.
Use them at any of those restaurants. Stay on the line. Dan will get your information. Chris, you are a great contestant. I'm sorry the cards didn't go your way today. Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in.
Yep, thank you.
Really fun. Chris in Waconia, have a great night. Chris was a little happier at the beginning of the operation.
Yeah, kind of a change of tone there.
It happens. Yeah. But he made it home.
It's Friday, man. Yeah. He's coming home.
The real win for Chris was surviving 394 traffic.
Exactly. That's true.
So
very
that
true.
Was the win. Yep. Mark, thanks for your help.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
Good luck with the diapers, Mark.
Don't be embarrassed. It is true. There is. Look, when you're a man, the bar for society to look at you as a good dad or a look what he's doing is so unthinkably low that
right.
just going
That's
to the
true.
Store and getting diapers will have other. And it's women who praise you, which I think is the most astonishing thing.
Yeah, I think, you know, traffic comes to a halt and people just kind of stop in their tracks and yeah. their mouth a little open. Look at that dad.
Oh,
look at that dad.
Buying diapers.
As it should be.
Oh.
What a good dad. I have people, and this always cracks me up. Like, if I post a picture on social media with my kids, people are like, you know, you are such a good dad. And I'm like, I have done literally the bare minimum of parenting here. I am in the same space with my children. That's it. That's all that picture really
right.
tells you.
Yep.
The bar is low. It is one of the best things about being a man in society.
Nobody really expects much from us.
The bar is incredibly low. Yeah. Just surpassing the minimal expectations. That actually is the theme of this show. Surpassing minimal expectations from 3 to 6 every day.
Put that on a billboard.
It's going to be on a liner on Monday.
I mean, I'd have to buy the damn billboard if we we did it. This place.
What about a t-shirt? Should that be our state fair t-shirt? Surpassing the minimum expectations?
That's not a bad idea.
Thank you. I do stumble blindly into one once in a while.
I like it. 425.
Again, you're going to have to pay for it, though.
That's true.
They're not going to spring for that.
But. If anybody wants to print t-shirts for our show, I will maybe reimburse you. If I can get a sponsor, we could put the sponsor logo on the t-shirt. Yeah. That's fine.
Surpassing minimum expectations on the front, sponsor logo on the back. Perfect.
Who wouldn't want to be affiliated with that campaign?
I mean, you know, jason@odyssey.com.
Right.
If you're a business person that wants to be on the t-shirt.
We're here to close deals.
Absolutely.
We're here to close deals.
That's what we do.
The Twins closed a lot of deals yesterday.
Oh, mama.
Our friend Dan Hayes, who I ran into on the street.
Hopefully not literally.
Last night, well, he was on the phone, so I didn't want to interrupt him. But Dan was outside Burrow, right in the North Loop as well, right outside Parlor and Burrow. We'll check in with Dan because he's got a very interesting story about how everything went down yesterday and the couple days before, especially as it pertains to Carlos Correa.
Which is a fascinating,
really
great story.
So you're going to want to hear more from Dan. So we'll do that in just a couple minutes. Weather and traffic. The breaking news is that the air quality alert has been extended through Monday.
Come on, Canada.
Sick of it. Drive Time continues right here on CCO.